SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Western Australia announces changes to the state's February 5 border reopening plan. The federal court reveals why it didn't reinstate Novak Djokovic's visa. And in sport, Nick Kyrgios has exited the Australian Open in the second round. With the latest in SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawl. Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan has announced changes to the state's border reopening plan for the 5th of February in light of the Omicron outbreak. Hard border controls will remain in place with expanded settings. Triple vaccination status, a rapid test on arrival and quarantine for 14 days are among the requirements for approved travellers, which include those with familial connections to WA and those travelling for funerals or terminally ill visitation. The Premier said he understood some would be frustrated at the change.
If we proceeded with the original plan, we would be deliberately seeding thousands upon thousands of COVID cases into WA at this point, and at this point in time, that is not what I'm going to do. Especially when the science says we need to boost third doses and so many young children still need to get their vaccine. It would be reckless and irresponsible to open up now. I can't do it.
The federal court has revealed why it did not reinstate Novak Djokovic's visa for a second time. The three-judge panel said in order for Immigration Minister Alex Hawke to cancel his visa, he needed to be satisfied of the potential risk to the health, safety or good order of the community. They say the grounds on which Mr. Hawke reached a state of satisfaction to cancel the world number one's visa could not be considered what Djokovic's lawyers unsuccessfully argued was irrational or illogical. The Immigration Minister originally suggested Djokovic's continued presence in Australia could incite anti-vaccination sentiment. Australia has officially exceeded 2 million COVID-19 cases. 1 in 10 New South Wales and Victorian residents are now infected with the virus. Provocate Managing Director Troy Bilsborough has told SBS News that this could negatively impact the upcoming federal election.
Millions of Australians have caught the virus, most of them in the past few months, and that's going to linger with them in their minds when they go to vote. I think the federal government in particular is going to face a number of challenges as it moves forward, where millions of Australians are going to be questioning what catching COVID means in the long term and how the federal government and other agencies and their employers are going to do to care for them.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is rejecting claims the federal government is commandeering orders of rapid antigen tests. The consumer watchdog will investigate claims made by suppliers that deliveries of the tests have been redirected away from priority groups to the Commonwealth. Speaking after a national cabinet meeting on Thursday, Mr. Morrison says it's just not true.
That is not what's taking place. And we set out, as I outlined last week, what the priorities were for rapid antigen testing. Firstly, it's to deal with our healthcare workers and our aged care workforce. That was agreed by National Cabinet last week. And secondly, it's to deal with those who are symptomatic and close contacts. And thirdly, to deal with highly vulnerable populations, particularly Indigenous communities and groups of that nature.
After protesting against compulsory hijab rules, an Afghan women's rights activist and her four sisters have been arrested by a group claiming to be Taliban intelligence officials. In a video that has been widely circulated on social media, Tamana Zarabi Purayani posted a video asking for help inside her apartment. The Taliban's takeover in August last year was met with alarm over the group's historically repressive treatment of women and girls. Nick Kyrgios has exited the Australian Open in the second round in a grueling match with Daniil Medvedev. After a tight first two sets, Kyrgios looked like he was making a comeback in the third, but ultimately Medvedev had the answers.
You know, it was a funny match in a way because we both served big, so
I managed to return a little bit more in a few crucial moments, and that was enough. But yeah, these matches can get tight.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny with 40 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 35. Melbourne, sunny and 31. Hobart, also sunny and 25 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 24. Wollongong, possible shower and 23. Sydney, possible shower and 26. Newcastle, shower or two and 25. Brisbane, a shower or two and 28. Cairns, showers and 32. And Darwin, showers or two, a possible storm, 32 degrees. I'm Debbie Grawk. This is SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.